second pack of Shvi'ith Mishnah Dal. We're continuing the Malachas, which are Malachas Derabban, which are prohibited on Shvi'ith itself and permitted on Erev Shvi'ith. There's no sin of Tosefes Shvi'ith on these things. Mezamim es Hanetzias. Mezamim es Hanetzias means that they would put some type of poison or something, some type of chemical or whatever it may be, on the young trees to get rid of certain insects that were damaging the tree. This is basically putting on insecticides. Kozum oisum, they would tie the branches together so that it would grow. Sometimes the tree would start growing crooked. They want to direct it, so they tie together the branches. We're all saying the Ram, we're saying that the Ram's chat. Kozmim oisum, the Rambam learns that it means cutting off branches that are sticking out. Others learn that kozmim oisum means covering over the roots, which is similar to what we saw in the previous Mishnah. Oisim lahem batim, one is permitted to make a little structure around the tree or the young sapling to protect it from excess sunlight. So all these things are, as we said before, also is Rabbanan and Shemitah, and they're permitted before Shemitah. Mashkim Oitam, you're also allowed to water them. Ad Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out that after Rosh Hashanah, everything is prohibited. The truth is that Yavon Mishnais and Moed Katan that says one is permitted to do certain types of watering on Shemitah, which the distinction is, if it's watering to prevent it from dying, then one is allowed to water it. If it's watering just to make it grow better, it is prohibited on Shemitah. He says you could water the top part of the tree, and this made by making a shinur, then it'll drip down and throwing water on the ground. We don't pass like Rav Elazar ben Sabta. We pass him that if it's something that will be damaged, the tree will be damaged by not watering it, then one is permitted to water it on Shemitah, but just to make the tree grow better, it's prohibited in any fashion on Shemitah.